I can tell. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. Well, as I was getting ready, the Lord said, I just want you to talk. Number one, I want you to talk to the church for a few minutes tonight. Is that okay? Yes. Once in a while, an elder can just come and talk to you. Now, I can preach. I even taught homiletics, you know, and the art of preaching at Bible college and when I was an instructor there. But sometimes I feel led to talk to you and talk to you about a couple of things. And then, whatever that means, then could be in 30 seconds or tomorrow morning if you're still here. And then the Lord said, to agree with you, every one of you, for a fresh anointing to be a last days believer. Yes. Let's talk about this first. Simon renamed Petros, Peter in English. He's with Jesus and Jesus turns to him and says, Simon, Simon, Satan has come to sift you like wheat. What? What? Luke 22, if you want notes. Satan has come to sift you like wheat, but, everybody shout, but. Jesus said, but I have prayed that your faith would not fail. Now I have to admit this to you. I'm a global guy and I oversee a lot of ministries on this planet. And I'm watching Satan sift a lot of people. And I'm concerned. Because if Satan can get you in a position to sift you, he's probably going to keep you in a position where you can't come back. I hope not. But it seems to be. One of my preaching friends of many years, and one of my friends, Kenneth Copeland, a few years back, he put in one of his magazines, Voice of Victory magazine, I remember the guts of that article. He said, the day's coming where Satan will draw people away from our God, our Christ, and out of his church. But the same weakness in those Christians will give strength to the devil, and the same demons that drag them out will keep them from ever coming back. I do not prophesy that over you. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, let's not be those who get sifted.
Come on.
Now, you know, without going into a teaching, I could, but the sifting process in the days of Christ, it's a little bit different today. We have harvesters, combines, we have machinery. They run down through that field. You farmers, don't be insulted by my ignorance now, okay? But they run down through that field and it just harvests and it separates and it'll take the kernel from the chaff. But in this day, it was a process to harvest wheat. And they bring it in and they hit it with a tool. And then it would separate it, and they would sift it through screen. Certain part would fall through. Then they had winnowing fans, mechanical fan, and it would blow the chaff away, and the true grain would get sifted away from it. But in this case, Jesus said, Simon, this is one of his key disciples. Simon, Satan has come to sift you like wheat. That's a process. Everybody say process.
Process.
It's not immediate. Nobody that I've ever met, I don't see a picture of anyone that just one day decides to leave the house of God, leave the church, you know, maybe change churches, move away, get a new job. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just walking away from their walk with God. It's gradual. It's a sifting process. But I love this part. Jesus said, but I prayed for you that your faith would not fail. I'm going to help you with that. You know what he meant? your Christianity, your trust in me, Peter, your Christianity will not fail. You want to pray accurately for each other? Pray for your brothers and sisters that their Christianity will not fail them. Pray for them. That's what Jesus did. That's what I'm going to pray for you. I don't discern your failing. I just want to pray over you tonight that your Christianity will not fail you. What does that mean? It actually means you fail it.
Right, right, exactly.
And that you turn your ears away from the truth. And as we mentioned, even Sunday, and be turned on to fables. But Peter, Simon Peter's not the only one. I think of some others that you and I should consider. The Bible says Demas. Everybody say Demas.
Demas.
You know who Demas was? He was a disciple of Jesus that worked on the team or staff of the Apostle Paul. And at the bright moments of his life, all of his life was not bright. You don't want to be bright and hot for God and end up dull and cold. Don't you let the devil do that to you. Don't you let people do that to you. Don't you let circumstances do that to you. I guess I am preaching a minute right now, aren't I? Because it can happen. I'm a witness. I don't even want to be a witness. But I'm a witness of watching people self-destruct. It hurts my heart. It bugs me. The Bible says about Demas. Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, for he loves this present world, and he has departed. Now, if you study those verses out, say in the Koine Greek, Bible Greek, you know, or Aramaic, the language of Jesus of the day, and the connotations many times in the writings about Christ's time, it doesn't mean he fell in love with the world like he wanted to be like the world. Or it's talking about changing, hear me, loyalties. He's in love with this world. He has loyalties to this world. Listen to me just another minute. Demas has forsaken me, for he loves this present world, and he has departed. Satan wants to sift you from your preacher. Are you out there? Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to look at him. He didn't ask me to preach this. He would never ask me to preach anything, and I wouldn't do it anyhow. So he knows that'd be a worthless request. And I have more respect for him. He has never, in the years we've known each other, ever even asked me to preach on anything, let alone tell me what to preach on. Don't be a suspicious mind. I'm preaching this because when God said to talk to you tonight, then he said, you anoint them that they don't get sifted. Why would Demas, selected by the great apostle to be on his team, to be a staff member? You better hear this. I'm going to help you. It always starts with the preacher. Demas never departed his ministry. He never departed this kingdom or went and did something else until he forsook his preacher. Go study his whole life for yourself. And by the way, he didn't end up so good. And neither will you and neither will I if we walk away from the call of God that's on our life. I'm not trying to scare you, threaten you. I'm certainly not judging you. Because I really don't know each and every one of you. I don't know your story. Right. So please don't sit and think I'm just going after you. God told me to deal with this. What about Demas? Say this with me. Say, my name is not Demas.
My name is not Demas.
Turn to somebody close by and say, I'm not a Demas.
I'm not a Demas.
I'm not a Demas. If I have trouble with my preacher, I'm going to get it worked out. I'm not going to forsake him. Because all that's going to do is lead me further to the world. And then I'll depart. I'm not departing. You make your oath. I make my oath even before you tonight. Cornerstone. I make my oath before you. I do not plan to depart from from this Christianity or the kingdom of God or my Savior or my call, and neither do you. I speak it over you in the name of Jesus. Well, gosh, we could go on, I think. Demas? What about, I think of another person or a couple, Ananias and Sapphira. They were some of the very first known leaders in the New Testament church. What happened to them? They literally died on duty. They didn't even die in the hospital. They died on duty. It was claimed that they blasphemed. They lied to the Holy Ghost. Peter asked them, how could you lie to the Holy Spirit? Think about that. But really, when I study this out, it almost like has to do with a building pledge. Acts chapter 5, Barnabas, you know that name. He made a pledge to sell land and give it to the New Testament church so it could keep going and keep going. Well, Ananias and Sapphira, I guess they got caught up in that offering. And they made a pledge. And they said, we're going to sell our land and we'll bring the money. Well, later on, they did sell that land. And they did not bring what they promised God. And this is New Testament. This is an old. I say that because people think nothing happens in the New Testament.
Come on.
That was just all that Old Testament stuff. No, 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 honey. Wow. Seriously, Doc? Yeah. And Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? I think they probably said something like, hang on, preacher, we didn't lie to God. Well, did you sell the land? Yes. Did you pledge to bring it all in? Yes. Did you? No. And one of them said, I wish you'd hear this. They said, we only held back a little bit for ourselves. I guess they were trying to justify why they didn't keep their word with God. We got to get this straight. Because in these last days, the demonic forces have been so released in the earth. He wants you. The demon that Satan has assigned to you, he wants you. And he's going to do everything he can to trick you, trip you up, cause you to depart, cause you to be a Demas, or worse yet, an Ananias, or a Sapphira. Whew. And you can skip church and be late. Sapphira was late. It didn't matter. Read it for yourself. The preacher called out her husband. Down he went. Dead. The preacher didn't kill him. His sin did. Get it straight. And then a while later, here comes Sapphira. I don't know what she's doing, milking the goat, watching the kids, washing the wheels in the chariot. I don't know. But she was late. But it didn't matter. That didn't let her off the hook. The preacher confronted her, and she died. Everybody say died like in dead.
Die.
This is severe. Don't you think we should pay attention to this? I keep saying, Lord, but please. I think we need one. I don't know if that's the right way. I don't know if that's right to say that or not. I don't want to see a modern Ananias and Sapphira in our churches.
No, we don't.
I want to go by that story and say, that's a true account, and let it not happen here.
Right.
And let it not happen to me.
Yeah.
And let me never lie to God
or
pledge things and not come through. I don't know why they did that. You don't know why they did that. I just know they did, and it cost them their very life. What happened to them? They were Holy Ghost people. They were leaders in the Holy Ghost church. What? On earth. happened to this beautiful couple? Oh, wait a minute, I can think of somebody else. This better be the last somebody else because you're looking pretty peaked. How about Judas? What happened to him? He was one of the 12. Hand-selected 12 out of all the multitudes. He was one of the 12. You don't want that spirit on you. Now, Demas is long gone, and so is Judas, and so is Ananias and Sapphira. But the same demon that tried to sift or did sift Peter, the same demon that influenced Ananias and Sapphira, and the same demonic force that got Judas is still alive and well on planet Earth, and you don't want that in your life, and I don't want it in my life. And I don't want it in your life. Judas fit in perfectly. Judas had two lives. Let me rephrase that. Two lifestyles. He had two sets of friends. The disciples of Christ and Christ and the others that he sold our Christ out for. They didn't just hunt him down and he looked at something on the internet or something and gave way. He had to have been hanging out with them. Mm-hmm. And when you hang out with them, you got to have a whole different vocabulary. Right. You got a whole another set of clothing. Mm-hmm. You know that if you're going to run with the world, yep. They're not going. They don't want you if you're going to go to their parties and hang out with them and say praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you Jesus. But if you hang with them and you come in here, we're not going to let you use all their nasty slang words and cuss words. Right. See? Right. You have to be good at two environments, two different sets of friends, probably two different sets of clothing. That was Judas. And he fit in so well. He fit in so well when he's with the disciples that on that Last Supper, when Jesus said to all of them, one of you will betray me now. They didn't all point at Judas. Oh, Jesus, come on. We all know it's him. Just say his name. They didn't do that. They didn't know. They begin to say, oh, is it me? Tell me it's not me, Jesus. They didn't point out Judas. Why not? Because he fit in so well. They had no idea. Say this with me. Say, I am not a Judas.
A Judas.
No, you're not. You're a disciple of Christ.
Yes.
Amen. And you, my friend, are the real deal. And you're not going to give way. Judas didn't turn out so good. Did you know we were talking about this earlier, weren't we? Did you know Judas repented? He did. Read it. He went back to the people that gave him the money to sell out Christ, his pastor. And he literally said, it's recorded, here, take the money. He said, quote, it repenteth me. You and I, we don't talk Elizabethan English. We would say, I repent. He said, it repenteth me. You know what they said? We don't care. Take the money and go buy a field for all we care. Just get out of here. That's what the world wants to do to you. Use you, trick you, fool you, and then set you up for the kill and just walk away from you. You know what happened to Judas? I'm watching people do this. They repent to who they sinned with instead of who they sinned against.
Oh, that's a word right there.
See, that's what Judas did. He went back to those same people that he sold out our Christ. They provided the money. And he repented to them, but we can't find. I wonder how it would read if there was just one short verse that said he went to Jesus Christ and repented for selling out. But it's not in there. Now, why am I bringing all this up tonight on this beautiful Monday night and causing all of you to stare at me with that tone of face? Because I'm going to anoint you. Pastor and I are going to but leave with you tonight for a fresh anointing.
Yes.
To blockade the demons that got Ananias and Sapphira, the demons that got Demas. Mm. Now, I didn't say you have a demon. In fact, I'm not even calling you those names. I had you say, I'm not Demas.
That's
I'm
right.
not Judas.
That's
right. Sure, we're not claiming that. We're not judging you. But we're going to pray by the assignment of God with a fresh anointing on you, because you cannot, even you long-timers that have known Christ a long time and you know your Bible so well, you cannot live in this dark day called the end times, the latter times, the last days, without being stalked by these evil spirits to drag you away from Christ, to change your mind, to get you to uproot. I've never seen so much desertion in my whole life. That don't set well with a Marine guy anyways, desertion. None of you military does. They don't set well with us, but it's happening. But it should not be you. And we're claiming tonight that it is not you. We're going to anoint you tonight that it is not you. And that whatever, I don't know your stories, but I'll guarantee you this. I've been at it along this, at least long enough. If we pass the microphone around right now, most of you, if not every one of you in here, would begin to tell us what you're dealing with. The warfare, the weird warfare, the unusual things, the attacks, the struggles, the things that, I don't just mean everyday life and pressures and decision making. I mean there's some weird warfare going on. There's some bad stuff that's just nailing people. And we're going to ask God to anoint us tonight to lift that burden and destroy that yoke. And just in case, Satan has made you a shirt that says Demas and is trying to get you to wear it. And just in case Satan has made you a hoodie and the back of it says Judas, and he's trying to get you to be the betrayer. Or maybe it says Simon, and he's trying to get you to be the denier. Mm. Or maybe it says Ananias. Or maybe Sapphira. Or God forbid, maybe Alexander, the coppersmith. Mm. Or one of the others. And it doesn't, just because he's marked me or marked you, doesn't mean we submit. No. We resist.
Yes.
We don't submit. We resist. Can I have a real amen on that?
Amen.
Now lift both hands to heaven. Come on, do it with me for just a minute. And ask the Lord. Say, Lord, anoint me tonight. You can ask him, Lord, anoint me tonight. My Lord, anoint me tonight that I have the power to resist. I have the anointing to, yeah, you got the blood of Jesus. Yeah, you got the name of Jesus. Yeah, you got the word of God. You got the tools necessary. But Lord, tonight we're going to ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and help me and Pastor Chris anoint whoever wants us to with this special anointing to beat the darkness of the day, to live today and not be one of those that goes in the chronicles, the log books of heaven or in the earth, that Satan got to us and sifted us. Come and help me, Pastor, will you? If you want us to put a hand on you, then come up right now to the altar. Father, I ask you, use us. I ask you to use Pastor Chris. Use me as we lay hands on your wonderful people for that fresh anointing to live today. Now, we never know what all is in the application of anointing. Could be healing. You could get healed tonight. It could be deliverance. Maybe you're dealing with something you need to get set free. See, we're not going to declare one thing. What we are going to do is what we just declared. We're going to lay hands on you for the release of the anointing to live today. If there's healing in that for you, hallelujah. If there's deliverance, hallelujah. But this anointing is coming your way to help you stand strong in these last days and never be sifted. Let's start down here, Pastor, and just lay hands on them together. You got to receive this. Demas, I am not Judas. We could go on. In fact, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. In the next few days, look in your scriptures and see those. Alexander the coppersmith, another one's Hymenaeus. You know, just look at those that Satan got to and write their name down and just start saying, I'm not Demas.
That's right.
I'm not going to end up having some trouble with my preacher. I'm in love with this kingdom. Mark Barclay's not going to end up being in love with that world out there. I'm not departing. I'm not quitting my ministry. I'm not quitting the church. I'm not quitting my God. Is that okay to say? It's a good confession. That's what I'm saying. And I assign you to do that. Please do that. And then just keep confessing that. I am not that guy. I am not that girl. I am not like that. And then learn from them, like Judas. Don't have two sets of friends. Don't learn two vocabularies. Don't live two different lives and slip into the disciples when you're with us and slip into the pagans when you're with them. Don't do that. Fight that. Fight it so you can make it all the way to the end. Father, I thank you for Cornerstone. I thank you for this great pastorate, this great congregation. May they do more for you than they've ever done. I claim our army here is going to grow. New converts as well. Money's coming from everywhere to this congregation. Lord, they've already proven to you that if you bless them financially, they will bring it to your house. And they'll do anything you tell them to do. Any assignment, it doesn't matter. They've already proven they can build buildings, they can send missionaries, they can help poor folks, they can preach this gospel. They will do it again and again. That's what you have here, Jesus. I know you know it, Master. But if you will bless them financially, the treasury here will be full and we'll be able to convert that money into preaching the gospel. And we will do it in the name of Jesus. One more time, would you pray in the Spirit with me? I like doing this. It builds you up. Sometimes even when you don't know how to pray in your native language, you can pray in tongues and your spirit man prays. Let's pray. Come on, spirit man. Come on, spirit man. Let's pray, spirit man. La batoti fasa, le padnunga, la padese, le fanona, le bandola gista, le fe shono mando, le batolo koshita, le fe sandola basa canto, shoko, liba te lebe, senina, bandola basa. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Cornerstone. I love you. Thanks for letting me be part of your life. And thank you for letting me bump your pastor Sunday morning and tonight. I know everybody loves to hear their pastor preach. And I know he preaches better than me, but I'm better looking. And now that I'm done, I wasn't lying. It was a faith confession. Call those things that are not as though they. Thank you. Clap for Jesus. Come on. God bless you. Come on, Pastor. I love you.
Hallelujah.
I mean it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Believe we were helped.